All right, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show with your host Matt. You can find us online at any time. AustrandedRadio.com is our blog, containing all of our archive shows, over 300 podcasts and interviews. And this week we're playing part two of an interview that was recorded not by myself but by Evan Catalano of Williams Lake. Evan operates Shot Collar Records, which is unearthing some punk band albums that were never officially released but recorded in the 90s. And last week we played part one of his interview with Troy Poison, songwriter and vocalist from a band called Dr. Evil, who were in operation in the 90s. And he's just released, Evan has just released their record called Raise Your Glass. So last week we played the first part, or part of the 1 hour interview that Evan recorded with Troy. And we're going to pick another part of the interview this week to play, and three of the tracks as well. So the interview is Evan talking all about the album, each track. So that's coming up. And also, of course, some brand new Australian music. And starting out again with the list Australian Punk History in 30 Tracks, the wonderful article that you can find at junkie.com, which collates a whole bunch of must-listen bands, and some bands that I wouldn't have thought fit in the punk category initially. First up, the Triffids. So the Triffids are one of the all-time great Australian bands, featuring David McComb as the principal songwriter. Their absolute essential album is called Born Sandy Devotional, and Wide Open Road is the classic single from that. But they recorded a whole bunch of music, of course, before then, and this single is quite punk-like. It's called Field of Glass from an EP of the same name, and it came out in 1985. And then we're going to play the New Christ song Born Out of Time from 1986, and we've played that song a couple of times already on this show because it's such a damn good song, classic, as is My Pal by God from 1987. Again, just an absolute classic Australian single. So here it is, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and we're getting through this list of Australian punk in 30 tracks. We're into the mid-80s now, starting out with the Triffids, Field of Glass, then New Christ with Born Out of Time, and My Pal by the band God.
Thank you. Even now I'm dead, living out my time, my karma's in the red. She can keep a habit, she can shove them fucking pills. One day you will understand.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back on Stranded here. So, music from the mid-80s from Australia. Starting out with the Triffids from an EP from 1985 called Field of Glass. That was the title track, of course, featuring David McComb, brilliant songwriter who went on to continue with the Triffids and that awesome run of records, including The Black Swan and Born Standing Devotional. Next you heard Rob Younger's project, The New Christ. Rob Younger of Radio Birdman, of course. Radio Birdman... split up in 1978. The New Christ were formed shortly thereafter, and Born Out of Time was released in 1986, and it is a real classic, as is My Pal by the band God. Believe it or not, that third track there was written by 15-year-old Melburnian Joel Silbersher. The band wasn't around for very long at all, but they left us with that undeniable classic there in the song My Pal. So, from old music from Australia to new music from Australia. We're going to start out with a single from a Melbourne-based singer-songwriter named Rachel Comte. Her last name is spelled C-O-M-T-E. And she has a track out called Love to Rest, her latest single. And after that, two bands from Perth. The R-Trees with their song How Long Must We Wait? And then The Skeleton Collective. Their latest single is called She. Some very bright sounding indie pop from The Skeleton Collective, who are a family band. All members of the band are related and, of course, share a passion for music. So here we are, brand new Australian music, starting out with Rachel Comte.
stands at the edge of the world, arms spread wide. The dirt crumbles beneath her toes. The wind snaps at her heels, ruffles her hair. The world threatens to throw her over. She stands at the edge of the world, looking down. Crashing waves roar a greeting. The birds scream out in joy. She laughs her own fierceness back. To meet them, she's watching, waiting. She is hoping for an instant. Oh, watching, waiting, hoping she can heal her heart. She stands at the edge of the world, smiling to the sky. The air is sharp and fresh and clean. Her shoulders feel lighter than they have in years. The sky strips away her tears. She's watching, waiting. She is hoping for an instant. Oh, watching, waiting, hoping she can heal her heart. Defiance to the sun. The world laughs in crashing waves. The winds change and gather her back. The world embrace.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Stranded. Don't forget you can find us at ozstrandedradio.com, and our Twitter handle is at ozstranded, and we're at facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. There we have it. Some Perth bands there. First up we had a Melbournean artist named Rachel Conti and her single Love to Rest from an album called Where I've Begun. And then the R Trees, a band from Perth, an alt-pop band. Their record is called How Long Must We Wait? And we heard, it's a single of the same name. And then the Skeleton Collective, a family band out of Perth as well. Their EP is called Choosing Happy, and we heard a track from that called She. Right, so if you listened to last week, you would have heard part of an interview with a singer and songwriter from a punk band called Dr. Evil. So Evan Catalano has recorded a lengthy interview with Troy because Evan's record label Shock Collar Records is unearthing previously recorded but unreleased albums from the BC punk world. Evan is very passionate about the project. He recorded a lengthy interview and we've split it up into little pieces. We played a bit of it last week and we'll play a little bit more this week, where Evan talks to Troy about three more of the tracks on the record Raise Your Glass, which was recorded in the 90s but only released just this past October. So great interview. Let's play it for you now and then we will play three of the tracks from the record Raise Your Glass, the three tracks that Troy speaks about in the interview. And then we're going to sneak in an SNFU track as well that is referred to in the interview. So here we go. This is Evan Catalano of Shock Collar Records out of Williams Lake speaking with Troy Poison of the band Dr. Evil about the record Raise Your Glass.
What about I'm No Good? That's the next track, and it goes back to JCDC Studios, which are actually the guys from the Evaporators.
Correct, with Nardwuar the Human Serviette.
Was he involved in that too?
No, Nardwuar was not there, just the two guys.
Nope.
I'm No Good is it was a bit of a joke song to me. When I heard what other people took from it, it was interesting. Because other people didn't take from it what I meant when I wrote it, because I meant it as a joke. Because I had so many girl troubles. I'm going to say girl troubles, because it wasn't women troubles, because I was a fucking kid, right? So it was just girl troubles. And I thought, well, I must be no good. Obviously, I'm no good. I'm the worst. I was doing I'm the worst before I'm the worst was... It was a Facebook meme, you know, just, that's what I was doing. I was doing, I'm the worst, I'm obviously the worst, so here's a song about how horrible I am, because I'm obviously the worst. And, you know, I kind of thought of it as a joke, but it wasn't picked up that way or construed that way. Most people took it as, they kind of took it from another, like I was singing from another person's perspective about how horrible people can be and things like that. And I was like, that's not, but you know what? Take a song however you want, man. I do it. I take a song and I pick what I want it to be about. And I think that's what I want it to be about. And that's what I make it about. And it doesn't matter what it's really about. You know, it's just what I took from it. And sometimes you take something from it.
For sure. And I guess we got Amnesia next, which is a little different from I'm No Good, for sure. It's one of the teaser tracks they put out actually a few days ago. People seem to like it. What do you got to say about that song?
That was one of the first songs I ever wrote, I think. Not the first song, but one of them. I think Neighbors was cool. The first song I ever wrote. No, Chris wrote Neighbors. Chris Weichner wrote Neighbors. He wrote the guitar for that, that's right. But the lyrics were the first lyrics I ever put into a song. It was Neighbors. I think Amnesia was the first song I wrote with guitar and lyrics. I was living in a mobile home. Shannon was my roommate. He was my roommate many times. Williams Lake, Vancouver. Anyway, and I don't know why. I just started thinking, and when I wrote the song, the rest of the band went, "Oh, Bad Religion." And I was like, "What?" And then they showed me the song, and I went, "Oh. That does sound like Bad Religion. I've never heard that song before, but I guess apparently I stole it from Bad Religion." I purposely didn't listen to a lot of different music. That way I couldn't steal it, but unfortunately you end up stealing things that you don't hear. So, yeah. I had a song and I wanted to tell a story. I didn't want to write a song about girls or whatever, and I didn't have a lot to talk about back then either. So I just wanted a song about a story, and it was a story about a guy who got thrown out of the, who got in an accident, went through the front windshield of his car, lost his arm, laid on the ground, paramedics showed up, couldn't remember how he got there or what happened, and then he saw his arm and he saw the ring on his finger, so he figured he must be married, and he's just trying to figure out where he is or how he got there, and then he just died.
Oh, geez.
Good song.
Tragedy.
Yeah, tragedy.
Good song, though.
Well, that's all I write.
It kind of reminds me of Joni Mitchell tapes of SNFU.
Yes, I believe that is exactly what I was inspired by, now that you mention it. Because Joni Mitchell tapes is one of my all-time favorites, because I put it into life so many times. You know, when you find something good and then it's taken away, I just call it the Joni Mitchell tape moment, and there are so many of those. I think.
Yeah.
In my experience.
Cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
Nice. Cool, cool, cool. Okay. Next we got Change. Anything you want to say about Change?
Change is one of my only positive songs, actually. It sounds negative, but it's not.
Okay.
It is about it's about friends. And your friends are your friends, and everyone's got faults. And they do. That's just who they are. And you love them in spite of their faults. I mean, your friend is your friend. And just because they do dumb things or they say stupid shit, they're still your friends. Doesn't matter. And that's the chorus is, you know, I'll always feel the same about you. That doesn't go away. I won't find something new. I'll always feel the same about you, even though you do what you do. Because you do stuff. And, you know. But yeah. you're still my bro. You're still my buddy. Doesn't matter.
Cool. It's a good concept for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I knew who you were when I went into this, so you know, that's what you get.
Cool.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So that was Evan Catalano of Shock Collar Records and his recorded interview with Troy Poison of the band Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil is not currently active, but they're a band from Williams Lake who were active in the 90s, and they recorded an album at the time called Raise Your Glass. It was recorded at JCDC Studios in Vancouver, or most of the tracks were, in 1999. And was never released until now. Just in October, Evan Catalano released the album on Shock Collar Records. You can find the record label at shockcollarrecords.bandcamp.com. So in that part of the interview, Troy and Evan spoke about three of the tracks from the record. We're going to play them now. We're going to play the tracks I'm No Good, Amnesia, and Change. And then SNFU track Joni Mitchell Tapes that was mentioned in the interview.
Ever change. Well, I'm always feeling the same about you. Never go and don't find something new. I'm always feeling the same about you. Even though you do, you do what you. Yeah, I always feel the same about you.
A lot of punk music in the last few weeks. We started out, of course, with some punk, Australian punk from the past, and tracks there we heard, well, we heard their SNFU with one of their older tracks from an album called Something Green and Leafy. The song is called Joni Mitchell Tapes, And I played that because it was mentioned in the interview that you heard there with Troy from Dr. Evil, Williams Lake punk band. And we heard three of their tracks, I'm No Good, Amnesia and Change, from the record Raise Your Glass, which was finally released on Shock Collar Records in October this year. After many, many years, it was recorded in 1999 in Vancouver. So, yeah, and you heard, of course, there, Evan Catalano speaking with Troy. Excellent stuff, Evan. We're just about out of time. Well, we are, actually. We'll be back next week. Bye for now. This has been Stranded.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam,